Killing Time by Mumia Abu-Jamal. Time is as elusive as a thief, silent as death. Only later does it appear, on the day you look into a burnished metal slab, solidly riveted to a cell wall, and ask, "Who is that old man?" For most prisoners, time is oppressive and liberating. At the beginning of a sentence, time stretches ahead, almost insurmountable in its height, almost unreachable in its distance. At the sentence's midpoint, time seems more navigable, for the time one has to do is measured by the time one has already done. Toward the end, time becomes a sweet promise. For the 3,219 men and women on death row in the United States, there is no time. There is no light at the end of the tunnel, only darkness. Not surprisingly, some people flee from this horrific emptiness into the embrace of psychotropics. Thorazine, Prolixin, and Haldol are readily available from the shrinks and prison pharmacy to render inmates insensate to timelessness. So are illegal drugs, which are merely a channel change that leads to the same oblivion. Others plunge into the riddled realm of religion, making a way to the world to come as they are being ushered out of this one. Some, for similar reasons, dabble in the occult. In prison, time is intentionally dragged to a crawl by intense regimentation. Meals take place at a certain time. Shaves are scheduled for a certain hour. The institution strives to create a routine that differs little from day to day. This schedule serves to deaden one's perception of time. For under such a regimen, what makes one day differ from another? The hypnotic sameness makes it appear as if every day is like the day that came before, and every week an echo of the week that preceded it, and every month the same, and every year the same, the same, the still unchanging same. In prison, time is a thick, dull mallet that pounds consciousness into a coma. Is it any wonder, then, that the men and women who are blessed to emerge from these hellholes are often stunned by the dizzying pace of life in the free world? They leave a dark place where time crawled and are expected to find a meaningful, productive niche in a social order that races at bawd rates and dances to the surging rhythms of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Is it any wonder that so many soon flee to the deceptive relief of recidivism? Time is a burden, a blur, a blessing. Still, for at least some of the imprisoned, time can be a friend. For them, it is a space to study, learn, and unlearn that which is helpful to interpret life's misery. The prison becomes a school, and the cell is transformed into a classroom. For them, time can be liberating. Dr. James Gilligan, a Massachusetts state prison psychiatrist, has written, "While several anti-recidivism programs had worked, the most successful of all, and the only one that had been 100% effective in preventing recidivism, was the program that allowed inmates to receive a college degree in prison. But some states, Massachusetts and Pennsylvania, for example, have terminated their prison college programs because they see them as gifts to prisoners. In so doing, they have stripped inmates of the one worthwhile use of time. How politically driven institutions like prisons treat time is the clearest reflection of the social order's deepest and truest concerns. When what works gets sacrificed to what is politically popular, time becomes leadened, deadened, and illogical. Such a short-sighted approach is itself a crime, one that will become manifest in time. Written by Mumia Abu-Jamal.